Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, I can't believe that as a good person like me, who's supposed to be an American citizen living in this condominium, that I cannot believe that I dealt with the most dangerous, most conniving individuals perhaps on this planet. I have mentioned that I've been stalked by 17, 18 years by a dangerous predator from my Bow Street neighborhood. Targeted me for 17, 18 years. They have moved to Sacramento. They have moved all over the place. They comes over to my condo thinking that they're going to get a collateral for my home or I'm going to pay money to them. That's not going to happen. I think the obvious thing is they're trying to press my buttons. But this coincides with the neighbors at this building at 7307 High School. I don't like mentioning this. I mean, if they're conservative or whatever. This is not a conservative area. I don't know why they will perpetuate racism toward me because I criticized Trump on the airways earlier and I said things. This area, Van Nuys, Lake Balboa, or whatever, I'm going to just say Studio City, everybody in this was represented, U.S. representative from the area is Democrat in Van Nuys. The councilman is Democratic. The state has two Democratic senators. There's a Democratic governor. There's a Democratic council. Everybody is pretty much Democrat. Now, if they have a problem with my politics and they think this is conservative, they're out of touch with reality. And if they perpetrate racism or any kind of targeting of someone who thinks differently than they are, they are setting themselves for a hate crime. This is not an area for a conservative. There's nobody Republican voted in this area. I put this out there, okay? And this is one of the reasons of targeting. The other situation that I'm put out is that they're stalking a 17, 18 years by a dangerous, mentally ill schizophrenic who thinks I lived at the condo since 2005, and that's okay if they keep saying something that ain't true or joke around about it or try to press my buttons. They should be locked in the hospital. I have no attraction to nobody who's a condo. There's millions of homes in L.A. I mean, they spent 17, 18 years stalking because I happen to be the same skin color or something. Then they got a mental problem. I mean, they got a mental problem. I consider them extremely dangerous. I have notified the police. I'm not calling the police until they do something. They threaten me. They threaten my life for no reason. Follow me in the car. I don't know why. They could have spent their 17, 18 years going to school, finding a job, and get their own home, and start sitting on their ass, but they're incapable. So they come over here. I don't want them on some dangerous drug dealer coming over here from Vos, who spent nearly 20 years coming over here targeting me. Again, they're trying to press my buttons. I don't understand the situation, why they have been locked up in a mental hospital or prison. This is a fact, and I do not lie. Then at the response to all these allegations that I make in books, and I put it on my Twitter, and I put it on things that they said they stole my song. I'm not going to listen to that until I have evidence. Again, it requires evidence in that part. But fact is, this, you know, everything I say is true. The other situation is that I don't like mentioning about those allegations of trespassing, voyeurism. I suspect it is going on with my condo. They're looking inside. I am trying to get the police to check, but I can't until I have evidence, but I suspect it could be true. I was told that I should not mention it, and I was also don't like mentioning perpetually something that has been proven, the gossip in the building with the neighbors and coming over here suspected it could be. So this could be a Peeping Tom building. I don't know. I hope not. And they're worrying about their image of the building. They're worrying about where they live here. Then they need to stop committing crimes and mind their business. I don't like doing this. I don't like mentioning this. that I feel compelled to, because if I can't go to the police until there's exact evidence and they've been notified about these threats and restraining orders, I'm tired of getting restraining orders, and I'm not going to move because of a dangerous schizophrenic who don't understand reality or are obsessed with me, somebody who they will never be with, and they're not, or a criminal who's going to stalk me or come around me, think they're going to get money from my home. Then it has to be addressed. These are allegations, but these are also fact. It's the truth. I can't go to the police until I have a direct evidence. These individuals are also made. These are from statements that they made. Okay. As far as actual trespassing or intrusion, there needs to be further evidence. I'm trying to protect myself because I think the other ulterior motive, besides all the stuff I said, is they're going to try to make me go crazy. The lady wouldn't put me in the hospital so I can get a conservatorship. I'm too high functioning. I've never been in the hospital 30 years. I'm very much aware of reality. That is not going to happen in this lifetime. Just like they're not going to get no money from my home through fraud or I don't owe nobody anything. I mean, black-on-black crime is real, but also white people, Latino people, they are dangerous people. These people do not take no for an answer. I have told the board of directors, they told me to call the police department. I am not going to call the police department every single time a problem comes, but this does involve a police person. At the same time, the other incident is that this woman said she was a social worker committing a fraud. I had reported to ID theft because they were making false allegations about my mental health and said she was a caseworker. That is a monster. Why is that predator trash doing on the street? I mean, I don't know why are these monsters or predators who are trying to bend me over because of the intent. Jealousy is one reason. I don't know why would they be jealous because I don't have nothing for them to be jealous of. They don't like me going to school or something. I'm talking about who are not at this building coming over here. Two, the other intent is racism. They don't want to see me, a black person, living in the building, then they should move. They move because they're going to be charged with a hate crime and so on. Other, a criminal intent, the forgery on any documents. They have said that these are false. These are allegations that can't be looked at until there's actual evidence. If there's any documents with my name or anything, they committed fraud. They're going to prison if there's any documents. But again, they gossip outside my condo. They try to press my buttons to make me go crazy or to make me go complain to the police or something to make so they can feel happy. I don't deal with drug dealers or dangerous schizophrenics, or I call them a schizophrenic because the guy kept saying things that ain't true. He's so out of it. He thinks it's 16 years and 17 years. He can't move on with his life. He's obsessed with me. That's got to be schizophrenic or delusional. Nobody does that who's rational. In fact, that I consider these some of the most dangerous human beings on this planet, looking at me as some victim to take advantage of. I don't know what they're doing. I have been a victim of ID theft. I have my home robbed. I had called the police department. It's on the computer that I filed restraining orders. I should move, but I have to do it when I'm ready. They have COVID-19 and they have all these problems, and these individuals are still on the street doing this. I ain't going to deal with anybody, regardless of color or wherever they're from, who don't know how to follow the law or mind their business or actually practice what they preach. Because if you live in a condo, you got to respect boundaries. And you can't be no racism and can't be no targeting. I was also know that these individuals, they conservative, I would say racist, have also falsely accused me of crimes and stuff with racial profiling. I mean, it's illegal. There was another thing. Said I owe $50,000, $60,000. I don't owe nothing to anybody. they really think my home is a lot of money. Can they get off their... That's what those criminals from both, I mean, those drug dealers, that the schizophrenic who keeps coming over here 17, 18 years later, who can't get off their ass and move on. Now, if they use my songs illegally, they can send themselves to go to prison if my name is on it. It will be a lawsuit and it will be a criminal report. But again, this is the final thing. I'm going to count down what I said. As far as the hate situation, that should not be allowed. Racial profiling or so on. Okay? Again, as far as that voyeurism stuff, those are allegations that might be true. And it's illegal. How many times have I mentioned it? I don't want to mention it no more. I don't know. There's no evidence. 3. I have been stalked by a dangerous predator because of a little condo. They're going to get off their ass and move on. I have no attraction to no dangerous African-American or white or Latino who sat nearby me at my apartment building 20 years ago and thought of me as a victim. That's a dangerous person. They came over to my condo. I think it has to do with the fame situation. I am not a famous person. I don't consider myself famous until I have hit. But if I was or not, it's none of their business. I don't understand the situation. But that is where it is when you attract dangerous, mentally ill, deranged people. Difference between right or wrong. 4, 5, in relation to this, all the stuff that I mentioned regarding social work fraud and my stuff, that the county will investigate them and put them in prison. Again, my mental health is fine. They just come over every day, morning or day, targeting me. And 6 or 7, wherever they're from, and I'm going to mention things back in even from my hometown. I came out to L.A. with $200 in a dream. I am high functioning and I'm aware of where I'm going. And I make music and I am a publisher and I'm an artist. I came out here to be an artist. This is Hollywood. This is near Hollywood. Van Nuys, Lake Balboa, or Sherman Oaks is near Hollywood. It's a very liberal area. It's liberal. About every politician in Van Nuys and Lake Balboa is Democratic. If you don't like it, it's not going to change. They have a hate crime law. They have not only in L.A., but also the state. The state is blue, one of the most bluest states, along with Hawaii, New York, where I'm from. So I don't understand why this guy is a racist. Why don't he just move to a conservative state? Because he's going to get caught with racism. You can't be in a liberal state doing these things. Especially California. Because people think differently from others. There are conservatives and liberals living in this area. To be aware of where they're living. It's not going to change to a conservative state. Not anytime soon. And then last thing. I try to be appreciative. I try to be aware of boundaries. And I know I come off as unique or way off. But this is my way of communication. I am well, and I know about this identity theft. I will never like to mention this on audio because I am sick of this situation. And it's just unfortunate that I had to deal with dangerous people. Thank you from Dove Knight.